What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi, right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board the Upfront on The Voice of America. Hot, hot!
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspective. Absolutely.
So stay tuned. Hello and happy new year to all of you, our listeners around the African continent and everywhere you are around the world. Welcome to Upfront on The Voice of America. We wish you nothing but peace and prosperity. New Year's always begin with a sense of optimism. And that's why we always start the year with resolutions. You know, plans to achieve, to prosper and enrich our personal and professional lives. Some have plans to work harder. Others have resolutions to finish school. Others to find a better job. To rigorously pursue your professional career. And many others. And it is important to have some sort of life plan. Otherwise, you will be shooting in the dark, you know, as some people say. Now, some take it one year at a time. Others continue on a life plan set out by their parents, always involving going to school to get an education, finding a job, and attaining some sort of financial stability, etc. Others create a one-year plan, six-month plan, and other plans of progressively smaller goals that they should reach to achieve their lifetime goals. So having a lifetime plan is really necessary, because would you really set out on a major journey with no idea of your destination? Probably not. Many people we spoke to on this show say that the first step in this important process is to really consider what you want to achieve in your lifetime, or at least by a significant and distant age in the future. If you're 18, you probably want to finish college by 21. You know, things of that nature. Setting lifetime goals gives you the overall perspective that shapes all other aspects of your life. So on the show today, we want to look at why it is important to have some sort of plan. We will listen to your opinions, as always, and bring you interesting conversations with people that I spoke to regarding their life plans. Some plan, some don't. But overall, there's an understanding that you can't be driving in the dark. Let's talk. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
My success to development is well planned. Throughout this year, if I don't achieve this, then I'll be a failure.
For the case of putting my strategic plan on paper, sincerely speaking, it's not on paper, it's just always in my head.
My plan for myself is always there. I normally plan at least for a period of 2 years. After having that one a lap or exhausted all, I have to evaluate what I've succeeded, what I've failed to do.
So I have a written plan. Like, I've started my business in 2 years back. I've planned for it. So I've drawn my plan that I have to do my business for 2 years in the market. Then from there, I will go back to the school.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I.
I'm called Chipalon Subugajole. My success to development is well planned. I cannot say that it's me who planned it, okay, but I also contribute to its success. I know how I control my career. I can lay the foundation. Then I'm like, throughout this year, if I don't achieve this, then I will be a failure. So I strive my level best that I achieve what I have planned. I have to make sure that every year, okay, I feel I have added on something in the field where I'm working. Okay, and I think since 1999 up to now, I have only lost twice on some of the strategies that I wanted to achieve in the years. Otherwise, the rest of the years, it has been a success. I've been achieving all what I wanted.
Well, I'm called Incimenta Leon. I'm 20 years old. I'm a businessman. Well, I remember way back when I was a young boy, my father always used to tell me that if you have three things which are discipline, hard work and being truthful to people, you'll have the success. And I've really tried my best to put that thing in me. And for the case of putting my strategic plan on paper, sincerely speaking, it's not on paper, it's just always in my head.
Upfront show, presented by Jackson and Nadia from outer Cape Town. Yeah, yeah, well, it's Blessed Barack tuning into the Upfront Show. Well informative for the youths, you know. Rastafari.
Now, Jackson, many people say that they have a plan in life. Others say that they just live life as it comes to them. And they decide on the spur of the moment what to do about certain things in their lives. Well, a life plan means that you are in the driver's seat of your life and you choose what goals you want to work on and how you're going to set out to achieve them.
Now, we know that in life, we go through certain motions that are set for us either by our parents or guardians or those who are older than us. And they tell us, listen, you have to do things in a certain way for you to be able to get from point A to point B. And that's really planning for your life. Some of the things that we do to plan for our lives, for our future, for a good future, is to go to school and then look for a job and, you know, marriage and, you know, let's go through the motions. So today on the show, we want to explore with Mr. Asante Ofori of the House of Asante. Once again, welcome, Asante.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to your listeners out there.
So let's talk about planning. It's 2014. People make resolutions. They never keep them. We know we make all these resolutions.
Don't remind me of resolutions, man.
We make all these resolutions that people make. But the thing about resolutions, really, it's about planning, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's part of planning for your life. Like, this year, I'm going to achieve this, you know, goal A or goal B, mm-hmm. and that is going to make my life better than it is. If it's, you know, you're planning to go to school, then, you know, you go to school so you can get a job and things of that nature. So let me ask you, Asante, how do you go through the motions? Do you plan your life? Because I know some people who don't plan and they just go through the motions.
Yeah.
Do you actually plan your life for a young man like yourself?
You know, I actually do set goals for myself. Sometimes I don't achieve them because of laziness. Mm. But yeah, generally I do plan. Maybe in the next 6 months I want to do this, next week I want to do that. But before I move ahead, resolutions. 70%
resolutions are part of planning, right?
Resolutions are part of planning, right. But then 70% of people who set up resolutions never ever go through with them within the first month.
Right.
So my friend just cracked the joke last time we met, and he was like, if you set a resolution to go to the gym in a new year, wait for 3 weeks, because the first 3 weeks the gym is packed.
With everybody else who has been setting up, who made a resolution to go to the gym, right?
First January through to maybe 20th, everyone is setting resolution. I want to lose weight. I want to look buff. Then after the third week, they
start falling off. The bandwagon.
I like this.
So there's a bandwagon of resolutions that everybody jumps on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what does that say about people, though, in general? Like, what do New Year resolutions say about us as human beings? You know?
Well,
are they aspirational in nature? Is it a basic nature of human beings to be aspirational, to reach a certain point in their lives, to do things, to achieve.
Sure. You know? I mean, the human brain is wired in such a way that we need things to be set in motion for us. We
to
need
look to forward
look
to.
Forward, look at what... Sometimes you need to just take a step back and look at where you are heading towards. And I guess the whole New Year resolution comes into play because it's a new year. Usually during every new year, people take that step back and then look at their life. Okay, 2013, what did I do wrong? This girl I went to chase, who said no? Why did I do that?
Fail?
Yeah. So then they start setting, okay, this I'm going to do this and that and that. And the mistake they make is they overdo, and not just with resolutions, with planning. They don't set realistic goals.
Ah.
They overplan, overwork themselves, put in too many things, and then at the end of the day, they don't even achieve one. But then if you set a realistic goal, you set a plan, okay, in the next 6 months, I'm going to put myself out there, maybe to find a new girl, because you're on the subject of
right.
a girl.
Romance.
You know, yeah. Then, and then, you know, you are pacing yourself. Maybe 3 months, you go to your cousin's wedding. The next month, you meet a particular girl at the wedding and you start calling her. Then
the wedding crashes.
Then you're planning. But people don't set realistic goals and they don't plan appropriately and they end up failing with their plans.
So the reason why people fail with their plans or their goals is that they set unrealistic goals.
Thank you very much.
So let me ask you then, what do you do at the time when... Because, you know, you can plan. Planning is one thing, okay? Mm-hmm. And trying to reach a goal is one thing. But and achieving it is another.
True.
What happens if life throws a curve at you? How would you maneuver that?
That's why in every plan, there has to be a margin of error.
Mm.
You understand? If you are...
Is that what they call the plan B?
it's a plan B, C, D, and F. Ah. You know? Let me give you an example with me. I blog. I'm a writer.
Right.
Okay. And then in 2013, I realized I wasn't writing as much as I wanted to. I got to the end of 2013 and I was like, okay, I'm going to write in 2014. I'm going to write in 2014. And then something happened at home. And then it threw me off.
Completely.
I was like...
That was the curve.
That was the curve.
Life
I was like,
testing you, my friend.
I have... This time I meant it. I really wanted to write. And then that thing came, like, just took out my time. And then I was like, how am I going to get back to writing?
Getting back on track.
Yeah. So I had to sit back and weigh the options. I had to look at how I would balance whatever was happening at home. And then at the same time, look for time. I mean, there's 24 hours in a day. Look for time and really start writing. And I did. In fact, I was during the Christmas break, I was sleeping at 3 a.m.
Because you're finally on.
Yeah, I had to find my own time to write to fulfill my plan.
So 11 months later, you are finally...
Oh, yeah. Now if you go and check my blog, houseofasante.wordpress.com...
There's something on there.
Yeah, there's something on there. Something entertaining for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about friends of mine who say, for them, they really don't plan anything. Mm-hmm. Do you have any friends who don't plan anything? So they just go through things, you know.
Everyone
life,
has that one friend.
Life... Just whatever life gives to them, they will take. You know, if God gives you what they say, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Now, those friends of mine, I call them hippies. They are my hippie friends. They don't plan. They believe the universe plans for you. Yeah, and I have friends like that. For them, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because it's not all the time that you have life, like, planning for you, like they put it.
Mm.
Sometimes you actually have to hold life by the bull horns.
By the
and
horns
then,
and direct it.
And then direct it. Because if you say you're going to allow life to just throw you anywhere, you might get lost because you have no foundation. It's going down. I'm yelling to my... Remember, I'll be the one you won't forget. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Nadia, let me bring you in on the discussion here. What are some of the reasons why most of our plans fail? Because we all have all these grand plans that we come up with, whether they are written or not, but we all have some sort of a plan. For most people that I know, including myself. But why do these plans fail? What is the one thread that ties together the success or the failure, actually the failure of our plans?
There can be any number of reasons why our plans fail, Jackson. Sometimes it's because of poor planning, unrealistic planning. Sometimes it's because the environment has changed. Things don't stay the same forever. We live in a fluid world, and that's something you need to take into account when you plan. Just like inflation goes up and down, so do the different circumstances in our environments. Things change. So, I mean, there are a number of reasons why our plans fail. Sometimes it's not a bad thing when things don't go according to the plan we've made, and so we must also be flexible to adapt to that. But I think one measure we can put in place to go a little way in ensuring that our plans don't fail is to make realistic plans. And to say that you one day want to be a director of XYZ company, I think that's a realistic plan. If you put it out in the universe that that's what you want, and then you plan accordingly, well, I have to go to college and study this course, I have to network in those circles, I need to read up about this, you start to set your life up so that you can make it a reality. When I say realistic plans, I don't mean that you must lessen your plans. I just mean that realistic means that you actually need to be able to envision a way that you can make that happen.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold, when your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all.
We're talking planning your life and how we can all go about making certain plans in our lives that can actually enrich our lives. Stay tuned to the show. Jackson Vungani is in Washington, D.C., and I'm in Cape Town, South Africa. Let's listen to some more of your opinions now.
Well, I always put targets for myself. At least let me say, I always try my best that every month I put something on my account. Yeah, that's how I'm doing it now.
Olwench Salva Butrus. I personally, of course, my plan for myself is always there. I normally plan at least for a period of 2 years. After having that one a lap or exhausted all, I have to evaluate what I've succeeded, what I've failed to do.
My name is Engineer Neka James.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing. What I'm doing right now, I have my own jobs, I'm doing my own things, and now is that the work I do, it is, I plan my work. And then I do the work. Out of that, all the work I do is so for myself. So that's when I'm building myself from that, what I'm doing now.
Jackson, some people say that they would rather not plan out their lives and rather just take it as it comes. What do you think?
And yes, that could have its benefits, but also it could be dangerous, you know. We really do need a plan. We need to know where we are and how much work we need to do or to put in to achieve success towards any goal that we have. You have to have goals, and you know, goals in life. And all of us have goals in life. Whether you're in school or not, whether you're a young professional or not, you have some sort of goal. And so, for you to understand where you are and how much work you need to put in to realize that goal, there's some sort of a plan that has to be put in place. Action plan, so to say.
In case you've just joined us, thanks for doing so. This is Upfront. Let's hear some more of your opinions on our topic today. We're talking about planning your life.
My plan is to, after 2 or 3 years, to do some. My plans to do something which is much better than what I'm doing right now.
Thank you. My name is Sarah Pony. I'm the student in the Bridge University. I've sold my things in the market for last 2 years. Then this year, I've joined the school, and I know my plans is going accordingly. Still, I have some plans ahead, like upgrading and looking for a job. So there's a two alternative for me. If I get a job, I have to take like a 1 year doing the job to raise some money. Then from there, I will come back to school.
Now, we should point out that even though people make plans on their own, there is a need to have someone or people in general to support you, to advise you, etc. We all need advice and support to succeed and to cope with disappointments. So this can be a family member, it could be your parents or your elders, or a mentor in the industry. It's always advisable to have a mentor in the industry that you're thinking of entering.
Yes, Nadia, but ultimately you are responsible for your plan and for your own decisions about it. It's your plan and nobody else makes it for you, you know? So you can break it or change it or scrap it. If it was a movie, you would be directing it yourself, you know, self-direction. And it's a good thing, you know, it can be liberating, but it's also a little bit intimidating. My friend Henok, and colleague also here at VOA, says he does not really plan out his life that much.
Well, Jackson, I do sometimes plan a part of my life and I leave the rest for surprises, because I really think when it comes to living my life, I want to be spontaneous to a certain extent, but mostly professionally, especially, and with what I do for a living in my life, I would like to be organized, but not as much as I would like to.
Okay, so personal life, spontaneous, as in you like to go... to let things flow by themselves. You don't have a calendar where you plan out the day, you know, I'm going to do this today or tomorrow and stuff.
I do plan a little bit. You know, I used to live with a girlfriend who used to plan everything to the tiniest detail by the minute. And even going on vacation, she had to plan everything, and that really left no room for spontaneity. So I think everybody should leave a little room for spontaneity. But in Africa, generally, whether it is professionally or even leaders, talk about leaders, military leaders, they are not well organized. I can give you an example. I was just reading a book by Ethiopia's former dictator, Mengistu Haile Mariam.
Right.
And he had one of Africa's strongest armies. And he lost to rebels that were really not that organized.
Right.
The reason for that being, they did not plan anything ahead of time. And not planning anything and not knowing how to organize yourself and your army really can cause you a regime, let alone what we're talking about right now, personal life and professional career. So I think in Africa, generally, we lack the habit or the culture of planning our daily life, professional life, and we don't do that much. And personally, in my life too, I almost at the end of every year, I buy a calendar or an agenda that would have my daily activities. But, you know, I have 2009 calendar that I haven't used. I have a 2010 calendar. I probably used three or four leaves. So we really are not in the habit of jotting down what we want to accomplish at the end of a day, or at the end of a month, or at the end of a week.
Right.
And we don't have the culture of looking back and saying, I did this right, I did this wrong, and just looking at the things that we accomplished.
And because of that, do we tend to make the same mistakes over and over again?
We do tend to make mistakes over and over again. In addition to that, we are not that productive. See, when you have segments within a day for whatever activities or work that you have,
then you program yourself and you plan your time accordingly. You know, take it from very saying that, I'm late because I'm an African, this is an African appointment, whatever. Like,
right.
Look at African weddings, look at African events.
Mm.
One time...
African time.
African time. You know, this is you know, this is not a joke. We sometimes use it as an excuse to escape from something. But that really means socially and also in terms of culture a great deal. We don't plan our time. Once I was covering a very important political event in Washington, D.C., and it was supposed to start at, I think, 3 p.m. in the afternoon in Washington. At that time, I was in New York trying to catch a bus. And the ride from New York takes about 4 to 5 hours.
Right.
And when I arrived in D.C., the meeting just started. So these are the kind of things. And I did that because every time I cover political events, it's always the case that they are at least 3 or 4 hours late.
You're talking about African-related events?
This is an Ethiopian-related event.
Ah.
It was a political event that I was covering in Washington. And I had covered the same kinds of events for, you know, 2 years prior to that. And I have learned to go 3 hours late because they are at least 3 or 4 hours late. And imagine, Jackson, they have paid for the hotel, expensive prices for those hours that they're not using.
That's very funny. Okay, Henok, I'll let you go. Thank you very much, as always.
Thanks for having me, Jackson.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Upfront on The Voice of America with Jackson Bunganyi and Nadia Sami. Now, Nadia, if making elaborate plans about your life makes you nervous, the one advice that I would give to you is that you need to find people who have been where you are and have succeeded at life and ask for their advice, really. You know, that could be your elders, your teachers, your parents, or people you look up to.
For sure, Jackson, that's good advice. And another thing to remember is that something that sounded like a good idea to you when you were 18 years old might sound completely absurd to you when you're 28, or something that you'd plan to have accomplished by the time you're 25 and you reach the age of 24 and you start thinking differently. Those are all realities, those are all eventualities, and that's normal that you're going to come across those things. At the same time, don't be surprised if you reach the age of 28 years old and you look back and you see, but I've actually achieved step one, step two, and step three of that plan that I made when I was in high school. And it shouldn't surprise you, because if you put it out that that is what you wanted to achieve, and then you put it on the back burner in your mind, you had actually subconsciously been working towards that because you made a commitment that that is what you want to achieve. And that's why goals are important, Jackson. Goals are important because you're telling yourself that there's something that I want in my life. And then you spend your energy on achieving that and making your decisions, which will gear you towards achieving that goal. People who don't have any goals at all in their life are kind of just driving around, as you know, trying to find a place, but they don't have directions and they don't really know where they want to go because they don't know what place they want to be at in the first place. So goals are important. It's important to have goals.
Thank you very much, Nadia. And on that note, I want to thank all our listeners and all our contributors to the show today. We'll catch you again next week right here on The Voice of America. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is @UpfrontAfrica. And remember, you can always send us an email here on the show. It's upfront@voanews.com. Until next time, my name is Jackson Bunganyi. Goodbye.